Britain is bidding farewell to former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher today. This morning, a funeral service full of pomp and ceremony. The Union flag flew at half-staff over Downing Street as a hearse carried the Iron Lady along a 2-mile-long procession. In the final leg, a horse-drawn carriage brought her coffin to St. Paul's Cathedral in London. We spoke with NPR's Eleanor Beardsley earlier, just as the funeral came to a close. Eleanor, 2,300 guests invited to this funeral. I would imagine Queen Elizabeth is the most high-profile of them. What's the scene like there?
Absolutely. I mean, David, it was amazing. I was right in front of the entrance of St. Paul's. And when the Queen finally arrived, because she's the last arrival, and she got out and the band struck up God Save the Queen, the crowd burst into God Save the Queen. You had these Grenadier Guards. Those are the ones with the tall black furry hats marching. But I think the most moving moment was when you heard in the distance a slow beat of drums, and then you saw Margaret Thatcher's funeral procession coming towards us, playing Chopin's Funeral March, and just the horses and the music, and then there was her flag-draped coffin on the carriage, and there was just a hushed silence over the crowd as this incredible scene and this music unfolded before us.
Wow, sounds like one of the scenes you might say only in London.
Yeah.
I guess we should say this is a day to honor Margaret Thatcher and her legacy, of course, but you know, she was a pretty divisive figure who you know, had both fans and detractors. Are detractors letting their voice be heard today?
You know, they are. We heard that there were going to be a lot of protests, and apparently people along the funeral procession route turned their back on her coffin when it went by. But I don't think it was as much as everyone thought. For example, we heard there might be people throwing milk into the street because Margaret Thatcher took the free milk out of public schools. She was the milk snatcher. I don't think that happened. And one English person told me, he said, you know what, even if you didn't like her, we have a respect for ceremony and tradition here, and so we're going to let Margaret Thatcher have her day. The people that I was speaking with near St. Paul's were really big fans of hers. I spoke with Stephanie Threadgill, and she got up and came here before dawn to watch the funeral.
She made us great again, because before then we were in a hole, just like we are now, but she dug us out and made us feel proud to be British again. Before me, my parents had Churchill, but I had Thatcher, so I feel proud to be English again.
Wow, parents had Churchill, but I had Thatcher, so her legacy is very much on people's minds still. Well, who's there besides the Queen in terms of dignitaries?
Well, I saw some Saudi Arabian sheikhs make their way up the front of St. Paul's. From the U.S., there's former Secretary of State George Shultz and James Baker, two prominent figures in the Reagan administration. I've also heard rumors that unofficially, with an unofficial delegation, is Representative Michelle Bachmann, who once said she wanted to be America's Iron Lady. She's here. Mikhail Gorbachev, who helped end the Cold War with Margaret Thatcher. They were friends and worked together. He's not here because he's ill. And apparently the Argentinian ambassador, according to the British press, is boycotting the ceremony. There's still hard feelings between Argentina and Britain over the Falklands War.
Well, Eleanor, enjoy the scene there, and thanks so much.
Thank you, David.
That was NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. She spoke with me earlier this morning just outside of St. Paul's Cathedral in London.